Chapter 11. Gandhi's Death. My name is Ava. I am a niece of the great Mahatma, and I had the honour to be one of his assistants in the last years of his life. I must tell you about his last day. I will never forget it. At 4:30 in the afternoon, on the 30th of January 1948, I took him his meal. Goat's milk, vegetables and oranges. He was talking with some of the country's leaders about very important matters, but it was time for him to go to evening prayers. I didn't want to interrupt him, but I knew it was important for him to be on time. So I picked up his watch and showed it to him. "I must go now, gentlemen," he said immediately. He got up and started to walk to the large park to the left of the house. I walked with him on one side, and his other niece, Manu, an assistant like me, walked on the other side. Bapu was still weak from fasting, so he held on to our shoulders. He called us my walking sticks. On the way to the park, he was very relaxed and laughed with us. "Bapu," I said, "your watch must be very sad. You didn't look at it once today." "Why should I?" Gandhi responded. "You are my timekeepers." "But you don't look at the timekeepers," Manu said. By this time we were walking on the grass near the prayer area. About 500 people were waiting for him. "I'm 10 minutes late," Gandhi said. "I hate being late. I should be here at exactly 5 o'clock." He quickly walked down the 5 low steps to the prayer area. He was only a few yards from the platform. Most of the people stood up. Many moved forward, and some moved back to let him pass. Others kissed his feet. He took his arms from our shoulders and put his hands together in the traditional Hindu greeting. Just then, a man moved forward as if he wanted to greet Gandhi. But, because we were late, Manu tried to stop him and hold him back. He pushed her away and stood about 2 feet away from Gandhi. Suddenly, he held up an automatic pistol and fired 3 shots. I was in shock and I couldn't react. When the first bullet hit Gandhi, he didn't fall. When the second bullet hit him, I could see red blood on his white clothes. His face turned as white as his clothes. One of his arms fell on my neck. "Oh, God," he said quietly. The third shot was then fired. His thin body fell to the ground. His round glasses broke on the stones, and his leather sandals fell from his feet. Manu and I immediately picked him up and carried him back to his room. His eyes were half closed. A doctor was called immediately. He examined him, but declared him dead. "Nothing could save him," he said later. "The great man was killed instantly." We sat with the family for hours near Gandhi's body. I held his hand and cried. Prime Minister Nehru soon arrived. He bent down over Gandhi and cried and cried. The people outside also wanted to see him one more time. We carried his body to the roof and shone a light on it. Thousands of people passed by the building and cried. Near midnight, we took him back inside and prayed beside him all night. In the early morning, we washed his body and prepared it to be burnt according to Hindu custom. Then we covered him with the Indian flag and put roses on top. He looked peaceful, but very sad. The funeral procession left at 11:45 in the morning, but only arrived at the funeral at the river at 4:20 in the afternoon. The procession moved along very slowly. 1.5 million people marched in it, and 1 million watched. We heard prayers and many shouts of "Long live Mahatma Gandhi!" three planes flew over and dropped millions of roses. Another million people were waiting at the river. There was an enormous pile of wood. The body was put on the pile. At 4:45, Gandhi's third son, Ramdas, lit the fire. Everybody began to cry as the fire burned the body of our great leader. It burned for 27 hours. At the end, we collected his remains and put them into an urn. Ramdas put some flowers around the urn, held it to his heart, and then carried it back to the house. 2 weeks later, the contents of the urn were thrown into the river in another ceremony. Millions of people followed the urn to the river.